This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105
Radio. And it's a real pleasure to welcome my first guest of the afternoon into the studio, more so because we used to be at school together. It's Penny Miles. Have you done your homework?
Good morning.
Good afternoon now.
Chalky, I should say.
Yeah, thanks for that. Yeah, then we'll keep
Chalky Whiteside.
We'll keep that under wraps, if you don't mind. Thank you. Penny, you've been in before to talk about the National Garden Scheme, and often there's open gardens, of course, which happens in the summertime. People open up their garden. But tell us pretty much what National Garden Scheme is all about. What sort of things do you cover?
Well, the National Garden Scheme, as you said, is a charity. We've been in existence for just over 90 years now. It originally started to fund district nursing, and it was started by the Queen's Nursing Institute, because these were the days when there was no National Health Service, so people were reliant on either having to pay for it or charity. And the original idea was to persuade people to open gardens and raise funds that way for nursing. And it's grown from that to be the charity that it is today. And even today, we still support nursing.
Right.
And we're probably best known for very significant donations that we give to charities such as Macmillan Nurses and Marie Curie. But we're not so well known for some of the other things that we support. We're passionate now about gardens and health, the health benefits of gardening and enjoying gardens. And what I've come here today to talk about is our Community Gardens Award, which, although it sounds singular, actually there are several awards that we give away each year, and they're really for amateur gardeners that are working on a project for their community. So it needs to be a project that is aimed at bringing a community together. And it can be quite wide-ranging.
I was going to say, give me an example. Would it be a sort of spare patch of land at the end of a road, or...?
It could be. Yes, it could be that. It could be new projects where there's no garden at all at the moment.
Well, there's plenty of that new building going on in Cambridge at the moment. So that would be the sort of thing where new residents perhaps all getting together.
It could, for instance, be an unloved plot that's got nothing on it. So there may be a project to develop that, to turn it into a space for people to share. We're looking for things that do help the community.
Okay.
It could be allotments.
Oh, right. So not just a pretty space and some flowers.
Yeah, anything to do with bringing the community together, potentially, right. we could look at and possibly fund. There's no limit on the size of the awards specifically, but it's very unlikely that an award would exceed, say, £5,000.
Right.
We did 8 last year, and the smallest one was £800, and the biggest one was £3,000.
What's that for? Do people just sort of get a pot of money and it's for them to spend as they wish, or do they have to apply and say, look, what we're looking to do is we want to plant out this area, we want to put this facility in here, maybe some sort of form of shelter, or what do they do?
Yes, well, all the details of how to apply are on the National Garden Scheme website. But essentially what you have to do is make your application, describe what you're doing, what the plan is, and provide the costings and any drawings and things that you might like to include with it. On the website, there's a full document on application notes,
right,
which tells you all about it and what to include in your application. One important point to make is that applications are open at the moment, but the closing date is the 31st of December. So if you've
given
got
you've got Christmas as well
yeah,
in there.
if you've got anything in mind, it would be worth getting going now.
Yeah.
But if by me coming on here I'm inspiring you with an idea, perhaps for a plot near you, we do run this each year, and it's normally open from September through to December for the applications.
Just looking at some of the ones, I'm on the website at the moment, just looking at some of the ones that are around, a group called Echo out in Leominster, after. Horticulture for those with physical, sensory or mental health needs, and they got a grant of just under £3,000. The Ashley Vale Action Group in Bristol wanted to create a community garden. Again, they got just under £3,000. The Kyra Women's Project in York wanted a sensory garden for women experiencing loneliness or in crisis, and they got £800 towards that. And the Ripon Community Link in North Yorkshire wanted to develop a site, install a water supply and irrigation and a greenhouse. And they did all that for £2,300. So there is, as you say, there's a range of things you can do. And it might just be a good idea at the moment. You might just have a formulation of an idea. And if you sit down and work your plans out, away you go.
Yes, that's right. What did strike me, though, looking at this last week, I was looking at down a list very similar to the one you've just read out. And in fact, in the almost 10 years now since we've been running this programme, there's only ever been one in Cambridgeshire that we've funded.
One in Cambridgeshire, and that, yes, well, I take it by that you're not even saying in Cambridge.
No, not at all. That particular one was up in Peterborough.
Right.
It was a classic, actually. It was a conversion of a disused yard right next to the Salvation Army Citadel there. And they were the applicants, and we funded it. And that's still doing a really brilliant job today. It's used by the elderly because they have a couple of day schemes each week at the Citadel up there. It's used by children during the Sunday morning service. And I think they have strawberry teas and all sorts of things there. So it's... Even though we funded it, 4 years ago now, it's still doing a good job. And it was for these kinds of figures, you know, not huge amounts of money, but they make a huge difference.
Okay. So you mentioned earlier, you said it's for amateur gardeners, but under that sort of Salvation Army type thing, it was amateur gardeners, but within a group.
So
if you are a member of an organisation and there's a few amateur gardeners within that organisation,
yes,
a charity group or something, that's okay. You can still apply as that charity group.
Yes. We don't get a slide rule out and measure the degree of your amateurism.
Right.
But what we're really trying to say is it's not for professional jobs.
Right.
It's for communities that want to improve their environment.
And by the sound of it as well, we're not talking particularly about match funding either. It is a grant.
Yes.
If you apply, you may get.
Yes, indeed. And, very surprised, given how significant Cambridgeshire is horticulturally. We are essentially a rural county, although we do have wonderful Cambridge in it, and Peterborough similarly. But, I mean, you know, there's an awful lot of growing and gardening goes on here. And we're a very imaginative county. We're a go-ahead county, aren't we? Biggest growing county in the UK still, yeah. I think. There must be people out there with ideas, and they may not realise that potentially they could get some funding for it.
Well, you see, I think you're right. I don't think people do.
Well, I'm wondering how many applications there have actually been from Cambridgeshire over that time.
Even if it wasn't awarded, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I would think possibly not many.
Not many,
I don't know.
By the sound of it. All right, so you've got until the end of December, till the 31st of December. If you want to download all the instructions, it's the National Garden Scheme website, I take it.
Yes, depending on how you like to look for things, if you like the internet, you can go to ngs.org.uk and in the search box, just put in community garden will get you there. That'll get you to the right page, and that's got the application form and the guidance notes. Also, locally, the Cambridgeshire team, we're on Facebook, and if you do @CamsNGS, then the top piece on there at the moment is about this award programme, and there's a link in there. You just click it and it will take you straight to the right page.
Excellent. All right, well, there we are. So there's money sitting there in a pot waiting to be given away. And as we know, the National Garden Scheme, big supporters of Macmillan, as you said, and Marie Curie and things like that. But money available for small community projects like this as well. And it's just sitting there waiting to be given away. All you have to do is apply, and hopefully you'll be approved. When will people hear if they send in their application? I hope, hopefully in time for spring.
Well, yeah, so applications close 31st of December, and the decision making is in the new year, and we normally make the announcements in March.
Right, so it's perfect for then crack on through spring and summer, get your project up and running.
Yes.
We are. ngs.org.uk. ngs.org.uk. If you go there, as Penny said, search in the search box for community garden. It'll take you to the right place, or if you Google it, it'll probably get you there as well. I think that's how I got your page up today. And then Cambridge, the Open Gardens, when does that all kick in?
That starts in, I think our first one is February, and it's going to be a fabulous one. It's a brand new garden. Well, I mean, it's not a new garden, but I mean, it's new to us.
New to you.
Yes,
new feature.
New for the National Garden Scheme. It's Caldrey's Manor, which is at Ickleton. It's a magnificent garden, but they have a wonderful display of snowdrops.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're opening twice for us next year, which we're really excited about. So you've got the snowdrops in February, and then they're opening again in October because they've got beautiful trees there. Wonderful foliage display.
That's a treat. And that, again, yeah. If we go to the National Garden Scheme, you can find all those open gardens
yes.
on there, can't you?
Yeah, all the new gardens or the programmes for 2020 will be on the site in December.
Lovely. All right. Yeah. Lots to do. And it's a gloomy old day out there. It's nice to be talking about gardens,
isn't
gardening,
it?
And,
yeah.
and the pending spring. It's only a short winter away.
Yeah, it's lovely. Yeah, lovely to think about.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, there you are. If you want to get your scheme underway for next spring, next summer, then now is the time to apply. As Penny was saying, applications are open until the 31st of December, ngs.org.uk. Penny, thanks ever so much indeed for coming in.
My very great pleasure, Neil.
All right, and I'll borrow your homework for later.